Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What I've been called upon to do as governor is make the right decisions when it wasn't easy. And when people tell you politically, I mean, a lot of people thought I was dead a few years ago because I was charting my different course. And my view is, you know, I got elected to save the jobs of the people I represent. It can't be looking out for my own job. I can't worry about getting criticized. I can't worry about the political fallout. I've got to do what's right, and I've got to stick by that, and I've got to be willing to take the arrows. And I think we need more of that in terms of our leaders now.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what they were talking about was that the opening quote in the book that he just put out is a Churchill quote about courage. And talking to Piers Morgan, the episode dropped on Friday, and of course, Governor DeSantis talking about things like courage.
What does courage mean to you, real courage?
Well, I think it means just willing to pay a price. And I tell a story about when I used to fly to D.C. You'd fly by the National Mall, look out the left side of the plane, see all the great monuments and the Capitol. Big man, how great is our country? But the best monuments are really outside the right side of the plane, over the Potomac River in a place called Arlington National Cemetery. Headstones arranged orderly over those rolling hills.
I've been there.
And they made the ultimate sacrifice. And it just shows, this is on the grandest level, can have the best constitution in the world, the best declaration of independence in the world. If you don't have people willing to stand up, risk, and give their lives for that, it doesn't amount to very much. Now here, what we have to deal with is far less than what they had to give, but you do got to give something. And if you're not willing to pay a price to exercise leadership, you ain't going to be a good leader.
Yeah, that's a great point, that if nobody is really willing to stand up and say the thing, do the thing, take the attacks, you know, be there and receive the inbound, right? That's a real challenge. In fact, it's kind of interesting because you had this conversation with Cornel West and Robert George. I had played some of these clips for you before, but this was in January, and it reminded me of that. I don't think I ever got to share quite this, but this was a conversation about the prevalence of fear on college campuses and people being willing or unwilling to stand up for their beliefs and take the criticism. And this is kind of what Robert George had to say about it.
Well, there's no question that a climate of fear, intimidation has descended on our institutions, our intellectual institutions, our business institutions, our cultural institutions. This reinforces the natural human tendency that Cornell just mentioned of people to be conformists, to be group thinkers. We're not going to get anywhere toward reforming these institutions, toward overcoming this problem, unless there are some people who are willing to exercise the virtue of courage and model that courage for other people, especially for young people. The good news is courage is contagious. The bad news is cowardice is contagious, isn't it, Cornell? Mm. When people are seen being cowardly, that also sends a signal. That's contagious, too.
It absolutely is. Both are contagious. That's right.
What upsets people when I say it, and I'm going to say it now, is that nobody has a permission slip not to be courageous. That's not to say I don't understand the fear. I do understand the fear. It's not to say that the fear is unwarranted. The fear is totally warranted. It's not to say that there will be no casualties, that no one will lose a job, an academic appointment, a career opportunity, an educational opportunity, in any great struggle, in any great cause, including the struggle for academic freedom and academic integrity. There will be victims. But this much I know, we'll have nothing but victims unless somebody is willing to step up and exemplify some courage here.
Yeah, and, you know, look, I don't necessarily say in this vein, but, you know, I used to teach a lot of things when I was a college instructor and the students loved it. And I got not asked back a couple of times because I was teaching things that were different from even then, like 30 years ago, the leftist orthodoxy, which was in the universities. Questioning things, raising objections, and letting people think through the implication of their arguments in a way that didn't fit. You know, I always thought I fit in real well. Like, you know, we got this atheist over here and this Wiccan over here and this communist over here. And, you know, I'm a conservative Christian. You know, there was a lot of times where there was not room for that. And I lost jobs over it. But, you know, and somebody said, well, if you just don't teach this and this, you can keep teaching. I'm like, oh, that's a problem. Like, that's no. I can't in good faith and good conscience do that.
So I say to my students, particularly to my graduate students, those who aspire to careers in the academy, those whose vocation is truth-seeking, begin now, not later. Don't wait till you get a job. Don't wait till you get tenure. Don't wait till you get promoted to full professor. Don't wait till you become department chairman. Don't wait till you become dean of the college or president of the university. It'll be too late. You'll be retired. And never exercised that courage, never exemplified that bravery. We need it now. Begin now. No guarantee that you won't be a victim, but you will have your own integrity intact.
Yeah, and he's right. You know, it's going back to the Arlington comment by DeSantis is, you know, it's a lower kind of courage than putting your life at risk to protect somebody else's life. But speaking out, and again, when I was raised, the idea was we celebrated people who stood up for what they believed in and, you know, stood for their beliefs and defended their beliefs and articulated them. And the idea was, I disagree with you vehemently, but I will fight to the death to protect your right to say what you're saying. That sentiment is not prevalent these days. The sentiment these days is, you know, if you are saying the wrong thing, we're going to force you to shut up. We're going to coerce you into shutting up. I'm not going to protect your right to say that. I'm going to try to put you out of business or get you fired, right? And that's all there is to it. And, you know, stand up for what you believe as long as it's what we all believe, too. It's a very different notion out there. But we'll get back to the DeSantis here in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Pace and Cervantes showing an accident. That intersection is tied up in every direction. I-10 westbound mile marker 19 showing an accident with a roadblock, and it's backed up pretty far. Burgess east of Highway 29 near Bob Tyler, and it usually is backed up this time of day, and it is even more so this morning as usual. And Woodbine backed up again, starting at 90 and going all the way back to the Ace Hardware this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So Piers Morgan and Governor DeSantis were talking about this on campus, right? Something that Governor DeSantis is working really hard to fix and try to bring back some balance, some openness, some real diversity of thought in college departments.
What's extraordinary is to watch the way campus sort of ideology has gone. I mean, if it was bad then, it's immeasurably worse now. This
way
woke
worse.
Ideology has got a grip, not just in America, but in the UK and around the world. What do we do about this? I mean, when students are basically conditioned to think that there's only one way of thinking, that to me is you're heading towards a kind of totalitarianism. It's actually dangerous for society that they're not challenged with other views.
And it's not good for them because when they get into the real world, their assumptions have never been questioned. Mm. You should want your assumptions questioned. A university is about pursuing truth. It's about rigor and academic integrity and giving people the foundation so they can think for themselves and be citizens of the republic, not to impose ideology.
Right. And by the way, I know when you hear me do the transgressor stuff on Friday, 6:20 and 8:20 for the early and the late service, you might think like I'm exaggerating. I'm making this up. You know what I mean? Like it's, but if you listen to how young people talk, college students in particular, that is just how they talk, you know, oh, that's marginalizing, bro. You know, like that's that whole language around the being offended, the protecting, the woke stuff, all that just is the way they talk. They've learned the language of the new thought conformity. It's terrifying in a lot of ways.
When we did the new college thing, there were professors from all across the country contacting some of our new trustees saying, how do I get down there? And these are not all right-wingers. A lot of them are Democrats, but they see this really hostile environment. It's a very intellectually impressive environment. And it's like you're walking on eggshells, that you could lose your job by making like some verbal faux pas. That is not the road that we want to go down. And it's almost like some of the wokesters, you will pay a bigger price by offending wokeism than if you commit like serious crimes.
Right.
Other than that, how is that something that makes any sense?
I'm definitely stealing wokesters. I'm definitely the wokesters.
I think that goes with the organic sense.
That's right, the organic sense. That's right. Piers Morgan used one, this wokery, which is, I love that. That's a great expression. 437-1620, 437-1620. I will say there was one just, I don't know. I feel like if I didn't share it with you, it would be kind of lying by omission. There was one moment in the interview that I thought was kind of weird. It wasn't this one, but this is the setup to that. He was asking about how he got in the Navy, having been, you know, at Harvard and or at was it Yale, then Harvard? I think he did law at Harvard. If I get that backwards, I apologize. But then why he enlisted, you know, why he joined the Navy to be the, you know, the legal advisor, eventually the legal advisor to like SEAL Team One. He also worked at Gitmo for a while.
But instead, you wanted to serve in the Navy. That's a big moment for you, that decision. Why did you decide to do that?
A lot of that was, you know, in the wake of 9/11. The world had changed. You know, I was growing up in like the 90s in high school and then in college, graduated before 9/11. Our country didn't have a care in the world. The Cold War was over, there was prosperity, and people weren't even thinking of that. And then when the towers fell, it changed my outlook. And I know we didn't have a draft or any of that, but I was like, look, you know, I should be willing to help out here, and I'll have time to do other things in my life. And so we ended up volunteering, we did the Navy.
And all of that, I mean, kudos, like all of that. I just thought this next one was a little bit odd, and I'll tell you why after.
Where were you on 9/11?
You know, I was, I think I had just graduated college and was kind of not a care in the world, and all of a sudden, boom, you know, it happened. And so I had already been either accepted or planning on going to law school, and that's when I decided to start looking into some other career choices.
I don't think he has a 9/11 memory. Isn't that unusual? You know, because most people, they know
where they were. Sure.
It's like the JFK shooting. You know where you were when. You know where you were when you heard that Osama bin Laden had been killed. You know, or you heard that Reagan had been shot. There are certain events, the Challenger, right? You know, there's certain events that people, it's very, 9/11 is, you know.
100%.
Everybody knows. I don't think he has a 9/11 story.
Better get his birth certificate.
Yeah. So,
That is weird, though.
But he's young, okay? So it might just be that he was too young, maybe, to process it. How old would he have been in 2001? I don't know, but it struck me as odd that he doesn't apparently have that. Where were you 9/11? And what I'd kind of prefer him to say at that is, you know what? Honestly, I know most people have this like vivid memory of where they are, and I just don't have that exactly. He was 21. Okay. On the other hand, I did enlist in the Navy right away. You know, so. Does it matter that he doesn't have a 9/11 memory? Not really. I just thought it was kind of an odd thing to not have an answer for that, you know, because most people, they know exactly where they were. 822 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're a local business and you're a business owner, you've got employees and you have all of your HR stuff figured out, you know, all of your insurance benefits, your people, all of your payroll and all that. I mean, great. Wonderful. If it's all solved, I don't want to lay a burden on you. On the other hand, if that stuff is an issue or maybe you just don't want to deal with it and you wish somebody else would, or you're just kind of wondering, is there a better way to do it? Those are all the right questions to ask Torgerson Causey. We've been working with them for about 5 years here at News Radio and Cat Country, and they've been fantastic. They brought us options we didn't have before when we switched to them. They brought us better plans than we had before when we switched to them, and they made it easier to do things, and they've been fantastic ever since. So if you'd like to do better by your employees, call them and get a no-obligation review of what you're doing to see if maybe they can, you know, save you some headaches, save you some money, save your people some money, give them better options. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Whether you're looking for the number one selling diesel lawnmower, utility vehicle, compact tractor, or compact excavator, Coastal Machinery has it all. There's a reason even their competitors use Kubota engines. It's the number one diesel engine under 100 horsepower in the world. Take advantage of 0% long-term financing and large Kubota incentives. Stop by the Kubota field event Friday from 10:30 to 12:30. Talk with Kubota factory reps and enjoy free lunch and door prizes. 6701 Mobile Highway, just north of the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds.
Listen to Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade interview the latest newsmakers and cover the biggest national stories. Weekdays 11 to 1 on News Radio 92.3.
You really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
God, Tombstone is such a great movie, isn't it?
San. Where's the Huckleberry line? No, I'm just kidding. Yippee-ki-yay.
How many people were like, wait, what now?
We
got to imagine
kidding.
Some.
Yeah.
And then there's the other ones, and I know this is true. We Loved You as Well, who are like, that's from a movie though, right? Like, I know. Look, we're all friends here. Everybody's welcome. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sometimes funny. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, Pace and Savannah showing an accident, and that entire intersection is tied up. Doesn't look like a big, long roadblock, but it looks like, I'm guessing somebody's there directing traffic, and if not, I hope that's the case. I-10 westbound, mile marker 19, showing an accident with a roadblock. Burgess, east to 29. Near Bob Tyler, it's backed up westbound, as usual this time of day, and Woodbine is backed up southbound, starting at 90, going all the way back to the Ace Hardware this morning. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, my wife always likes to remind me of, she's like, you know, not everybody knows movies like you do.
I know, we're huge Merv
Dang
movie
it.
Nerds. I know, I was like, oh my, I didn't know you were a movie nerd until
right,
I started working with you.
Go.
I know, I married one, so.
Yeah.
Finally.
David Wynn's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
The mother of a soldier who was found dead at Fort Hood will receive a humanitarian visa so she can come to the U.S. from Mexico as she continues her push for an investigation. She does have one supporter in the U.S.
The
Senate.
The deaths at Fort Hood have shaken all of us, and we'll certainly be demanding more details.
Senator John Cornyn from Texas. Last week, Private Anna Basildua Ruiz was found dead at Fort Hood. Initial reports said it was a suicide. The woman had reportedly told her mother she'd been sexually harassed by a superior. Fort Hood officials say they're investigating. A federal grand jury in Washington state has indicted 30 people for drug trafficking. Federal prosecutors say many of the suspects are connected with the prison gang known as the Aryan Family. And police have now identified the three children and three adults killed yesterday at the school in Tennessee. The kids killed at the convent and Presbyterian school included 2 9-year-olds and an 8-year-old.
All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. 827 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is, you know, as much as I rail on, criticize, satirize, you know, wokeism, wokery, whatever you want, the wokesters, it doesn't mean that everything that looks like it might fall into that category is. Here's what I mean. There's a, most of you are probably familiar with the Babylon Bee. It's a satire site that they spun off Not the Bee, which is like, those are actual stories, you know, news stories. But, I mean, Babylon Bee clearly has their perspective. And what I thought was interesting is one popped up in there the other day that it definitely made me think. And it was not one that went the way the Babylon Bee or the Not the Bee folks think that it does, because it was talking about pollution and about highways. And about in Los Angeles, the idea was, the basis of the article they were reacting to was that highways and overpasses and pollution are racist because you have people living in poor neighborhoods that are sort of down below at street level when the highways and the interchanges, and if you've been to Los Angeles, you know exactly what I'm talking about, these big sweeping overpasses that drive over their neighborhoods because highways are often built through poor areas, okay? And one of the byproducts of that is that you have pollution, both noise and, you know, exhaust fumes and things, basically adversely affecting the poor, often black or sometimes Hispanic people who live in the neighborhoods underneath the highways. And that there's a kind of systemic racism in the health impact of cars driving on highways over and through those neighborhoods. And they were taking it as, you know, oh, God, look at this next version of wokeism, how the white affluent drivers are polluting the air breathe. And I thought, oh, no, that's just true. I mean, that's just accurate. That is a problem. Now, I don't know how much of a problem it is, but it is certainly true that historically expressways, highways, the interstate system have been built through poor neighborhoods. I-110, okay? Look at I-110. right? And what it did to the neighborhoods that are in that corridor,
right,
and the streets and connectors,
right, sure,
all of that's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, yeah, listen, they don't build expressways through country clubs and, you know, gated neighborhoods, right? Well, it's hard to acquire that property. Okay, sure, that's part of it. But anyway, take it seriously for a second and think about that. Like the sort of, you know, we hear about how there's dumps in black neighborhoods, right? There's landfills and things that, you know, we all know about Wedgwood, I hope, at this point. There really are some issues related to how inexpensive land goes along with poor neighborhoods, which tends to go along with black and Hispanic residents. And therefore, the pollution that comes from cars driving through those areas does have an effect on them that it wouldn't have on you because you don't have expressway overpasses going through your middle-class, upper-class white neighborhoods, right? I mean, this is not a nothing story. There's something kind of intriguing and problematic and concerning about this. So just because something sort of touches on race doesn't mean that you should just dismiss it as part of the movement.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Nashville police have a manifesto left behind by 28-year-old Audrey Hale before killing 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults at a school she attended as a kid. She sent messages to a friend first.
In them, Hale reveals she no longer wants to live, adding that, quote, this is not a joke. Despite an attempt to reassure Hale, Hale replies, I just need to die.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Philadelphia drinking water is being monitored for contamination from a chemical spill. People are told, though, it's safe to drink until at least tomorrow night as that water moves downstream.
City officials say they've seen no sign of contamination following a chemical spill into the Delaware River last Friday. Between 8 and 12,000 gallons of a water-based latex finishing solution spilled from a chemical facility in Bristol Township.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. There are more protests in France today over a plan to raise the retirement age. On Wall Street, stocks are starting the day basically flat. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31. News Radio 92.3 right now. It is 74 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies here in Pensacola. Governor DeSantis signed House Bill 1 yesterday. That's the expanded charter school voucher program.
Today's bill signing cements us in that number one position because we will be signing legislation which will represent the largest expansion of education choice, not only in the history of this state, but in the history of these United States. That is a big deal.
And the governor says that bill will expand school choice for every Florida student, eliminating financial eligibility restrictions. It also allows eligible students in K through 12 to participate in school choice scholarships. Scambia and Santa Rosa County leaders have finalized requests for $53 million in grant funding available for Hurricane Sally relief. Escambia County submitting 3 projects to the Florida DEO, including a $30 million proposal for a new ECAD center that would also double as a hurricane shelter.
Not only have I enjoyed the pleasure of being down at a Sunbelt basketball game, but I've had the nightmare of going down during a hurricane when there was no other shelter other than the Bay Center.
And they're also asking for $6 million for Beach Haven storm and sewer upgrades, another 7 stormwater projects all bundled together. Santa Rosa County applying for $7 million total in drainage projects for Florida Town, Janet Street, and Pine Blossom Road. And the city of Pensacola requesting $46 million for 3 projects at the Hollis T. Williams Park, the Port of Pensacola, and at the Fricker Center. One person was taken to the hospital, another into custody yesterday by law enforcement after a shooting at a nightclub in Gulf Shores. This happened outside of the hangout last night. Gulf Shores PD says that they were called to that scene just after 9 o'clock. Right now, no word on the victim's current condition or the extent of their injuries. The first of several town hall meetings focusing on enrollment in the Escambia School District was held last night in District 3. School board member David Williams welcomed everybody to the meeting, discussed the issues the district is facing. He says they're definitely watching House Bill 1. That's the voucher program signed into law yesterday by the governor.
Because we know that attendance is down in our school systems. We're losing students, and we got to find a way to make sure that we're the best and first choice. Parental environment, community involvement, schools, safe schools, and of course the book review. That's the big hot topic that we all been dealing with. Everybody wants literacy.
And last night was the District 3 school board town hall meeting. Tonight there's another one for District 2, and several others will be held in the next several weeks. Alabama, apparently one of the nation's most stressful states. WalletHub just released rankings for every state. Alabama finished 7th overall. Metrics heavily affected Alabama's placement were money-related stress. That came in second worst in the nation, and the state was the third worst for fewest hours of sleep per night. It is 8:34 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Taking a look around, a couple of accidents that you do want to watch out for, certainly. One is Pace and Cervantes. Now, it's showing an accident, showing the intersection is tied up, but it doesn't look like a tremendous roadblock. It just seems like it's in each direction. So I believe there's somebody there directing traffic. Certainly, if you know different, let me know. I-10 westbound, mile marker 19, showing an accident with a roadblock, and it's backed up quite a ways. Burgess is backed up. It usually is this time of day. That's east of 29 near Bob Tyler. It's backed up westbound, and Woodbine is backed up southbound starting at 90. That's in Pace. Going all the way back to the Ace Hardware this morning. Certainly use caution wherever you are. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing showers and thunderstorms throughout the morning and afternoon. A few storms could be strong, low in risk for severe weather. As you head into the overnight period, temperatures will be dropping. High today near 75 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. We're going to be seeing a nicer day on Wednesday with partly cloudy skies. High near 70 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 53. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, cloudy skies, 73 in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Your money now. Not a whole lot of movement in the market at the opening bell today. The Dow Jones up 222 at 32,439.18. The S&P 500 down 888 at 39,68.65. The NASDAQ down 65.92 today at 11,714. The U.S. bond rate, 10-year bond rate at 3.549%. And there's a whole host of economic reports coming up this week. The latest consumer confidence report coming out today, along with the Case-Shiller Home Price Index. Pending home sales coming out Wednesday. Thursday, I'll bring the GDP report and the weekly jobless claims. Senate Republicans kicking off an effort to do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Senators Bill Cassidy, Joni Ernst, and John Cornyn will be introducing a resolution to overturn that debt relief program as soon as this week. 8:38, your next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a question for you, and I have a piece of information, okay?
Cool.
I don't know which to lead with first, but I'm going to read you a little bit from an article, and then we'll do the question, okay? 437-1620. A new study has delivered a disturbing finding about everyone's favorite comfort crutch, the humble drink bottle. The chokehold, which so-called emotional support water bottles, I love that phrase, have on society cannot be understated. The trend emerged during lockdown and has since garnered hundreds of millions of views on TikTok. Really? Okay, fine. They are objects that can't betray us. Pardon me. Australian Catholic University clinical psychologist. Pardon me. And hoarding disorder expert, Associate Professor Kyung Yap, told the Sydney Morning Herald, comparing the phenomenon with objects children use to soothe anxiety like stuffed toys, they are reliable and predictable, unlike people who can hurt us. Okay? That's the backdrop. Yeah. Along with me, can't breathe. Good Lord. Ah, you just sometimes get something caught wrong in your throat. Okay, here goes. The question is, how often do you clean your water bottle, your reusable water bottle? And are you, A, the kind of person that gets one of the, you know, the refillable, reusable mm-hmm. with the top and the lip and the flap and the all that kind of stuff? Or do you always grab a new water bottle, a brand new one? All the time, like, you know, you're the person that buys the 24-pack for today and then another 24-pack for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Or are you the kind of person that, like, has one bottle and then you just refill it with tap water?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay. But the real question, and you can feel free to answer that question, 437-1620. But then the real question is, okay, if you're not just grabbing a new one all the time, you know, if you, like, hate the planet because that's what you, no, just kidding. There but, you know, is. If that's your view. How often do you clean? How often do you clean your reusable water bottle? Candy?
Have you ever seen me drink water, ever, like, in your life?
You drink, like, Red Bulls and...
That's true. I drink water like you go to the gym.
Oh, all right.
And,
so just
but,
never.
No, but my husband, like, we have the the metal cups that keep everything cold. Or Yetis.
Okay.
And he has three Yetis, one for, like, diet soda, one for tea or lemonade. And okay. And I didn't realize how... Because I was never washing them. I was just refilling them. And
Yeah.
Man, like, it's black on the inside. I don't know what that is.
Dirt, mold. Gross.
It's like, why are we sick all the time?
So when you become aware of the nastiness, do you also clean or do you just, like... Oh, that's gross.
Now, whenever I get him a new one, I rinse it out and wash it out, and it's like.
But not after that.
After that specifically, like after I saw the grossness, but I mean, right, for like 6 months, I was
so my own practice is I don't typically buy bottled water. In fact, I'm not sure I have ever bought bottled water, but you get given bottled water all kinds of ways.
Sure.
And what I do have is I like the little bit larger ones, like the plastic Pepsi, you know, containers that are, I think, like 24 ounces.
Yeah.
And you drink that, you rinse it out, and then I refill that with tap water.
You drink tap water?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh. And when I'm not drinking coffee.
And
I'm
like tap water, too. We have the cleanest
And I will,
drinking water
I will
in the
use,
world,
I am probably using Pepsi bottles that are 6 years old, 7 years old, and I just drink. Refill, drink, refill, drink, refill. And I don't clean them. I don't clean them
yeah,
at all.
Yeah, when you put
not
one of those,
ever.
Like they have little tablets you can put in there to
yeah.
do, and it's like,
yeah.
Oh, God.
So here's the sobering part. I'm going to get to your text in just a moment for all you who are just gagging right now. Here's the headline. Okay, you ready for the headline? The new study from U.S.-based waterfilterguru.com finds that reusable bottles can harbor 40,000 times more bacteria than the average toilet seat. Oh. A portable Petri dish, they call it. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad for you because stuff in your mouth is stuff in your mouth. It's not that bad. But still, that's pretty nasty to think about. Like, it's worse than your kitchen sink. It's twice your kitchen sink. It's four times as much as a computer mouse. 14 times worse than a pet's drinking bowl.
Oh, gosh.
Quit with the analogies, Andrew. Well, all right, here we go. So how often do you, clean out your water container, whatever that one happens to be. 437-1620, 437-1620. All right, I got a bunch of texts in on the previous topic. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get past those a little bit. Somebody says maybe that's why we have ulcers. Somebody here says,
smart aleck.
I have bottled water that's so small it's hard to open. Oh, I hate bottled water. The life is so small. I don't understand what this text is. I'm sorry. I use a Yeti cup. Okay, but do you wash it? Do you rewash the Yeti cup? I suppose that's a real question.
You should if you haven't, because I was very, just wipe a paper towel in there. You'll go, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. No, my coffee mug, it's not a Yeti, but it's like that.
And, oh, sure.
You know, I try not to look too much, because if I do, then, you know, you start to clean everything and it doesn't last. It's not going to last. 437-1620. Somebody here says, I hate the plant for water bottles, but my reusable coffee cups rarely see water that isn't already part of the coffee. I drink it black, like the inside of my cup. Doesn't the hot coffee kill stuff? Oh, you know, that's good science. Yeah, the hot coffee is just going to kill everything. Like Candy said, run your finger around the lip of it sometime, especially like underneath the lid. If you don't come out with some black gunk, you're a lucky person, because I'm telling you, it's super nasty. Somebody here says, I quick do a daily rinse of my cup. Yeah, I mean, sanitary. That's all you have to do. Just quick rinse it off. Everything will be fine.
Okay, that's not true.
It's not true.
There's a lot of stuff that you say that I just feel like...
Satire.
Yeah, make sure you... he's kidding, so make sure you wash.
Somebody says, I just spit water from my week-old non-washed water bottle all over my work van, so thanks for that. Somebody says once a month. I think you're being pretty aggressive at once a month, honestly. Somebody says, I hate the bottle of water. The lid is so small, it's hard to open. I understand that, actually. Somebody here says, not cleaning your water bottle may cause things to be stuck in your throat.
I think that was on you, Andrew.
I guess so. Oh, yeah. That's it. All right. I didn't catch it. Good one. I got you. That's why I'm coughing. Somebody here says, they get in trouble if I wash my husband's coffee cup. Well, that's because it loses flavor. Somebody here says, I use a 5-gallon water dispenser and wash my Yeti every other day. FYI, Andrew, there's a reason why water bottles have an expiration date. The plastic deteriorates. Well, this one hasn't yet. I mean, I don't buy all that stuff anyway. That's just trying to get me to buy more plastic, don't you know? Haven't you read any conspiracy theory?
Hello.
Yeah. Somebody here says, isn't mold like antibiotics makes your immune system more resilient? Yeah, sure. Let's just say that.
No, it's not. You.
There's some truth in that.
I know that person. I'm going to go slap her right after.
Somebody here says, let's get traffic first. Traffic on the fives
of
Candy.
Yeah. As we take a look around, we're watching a bunch of stuff happening. Olive and Davis is showing an accident, but it looks like it has been cleared off to the side. I-10 westbound at mile marker 8 showing an accident now. It looks like that's been moved off. I-10 westbound at mile marker 19. Now, I am showing a roadblock there. Certainly use caution in that area. It was backed up quite a ways. Gulf Breeze Parkway and El Rito Drive in Gulf Breeze showing an accident with no roadblock. Palmdale Avenue, Glendora Street, and Redondo Drive in Pensacola showing an accident with no roadblock as well. And hold on, I made a list just to be safe. Burgess East at 29 near Bob Tyler, backed up westbound. Woodbine still backed up southbound starting at 90 and going all the way back to Ace Hardware. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, piggish.
Nasty, disgusting,
Disgusting. I know,
horrible.
I'm the pig pen of the whole group, but I do wash my husband's cups.
Somebody says, let's see, just because there's bacteria doesn't mean that all of it is bad bacteria. Some of it can be good bacteria. Yeah, so I'm just like, I'm growing the good Greek yogurt. Is all that is.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
That's science.
That's
right?
exactly how it works.
That's science for sure. Somebody here says, just wash it. And also, never wash a Navy man's coffee cup ever. That's true. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Because, you know, you've a culture of the flavor. Like, all of that stuff that makes it taste the way it's supposed to taste, right? That's how you...
I don't think that's true.
That's why you don't, you know, rinse out the bourbon, you know, or whatever that you're drinking, because you just, you know, you want it to keep the... No?
Oh, is that true? I don't know.
There is something. But at least bourbon has the proof in it that it'll sanitize whatever.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, fun stuff. so, you can... Now, you will drink your water bottle or your container or whatever differently, and... if you've never, you know, finger swabbed the inside of the twist off cap on your coffee mug, do it, but be prepared to gag. Okay, let me just
right, absolutely, yeah. And you should always rinse off your cans too. I dated somebody that worked not for a company around here, but they walk in the cans to go get the stuff because I'm always like, let me pop a top, gulp.
Well, I don't drink from the can anyway. I always pour it in a cup. Because I have a lip allergy. Weirdly, they react badly. But yes, no, you're right. Rinse off the cans.
Wow, Queen Elizabeth. That's weird.
I know.
No, but yeah, you should rinse off your cans.
Yeah. All right. So now that we've got all the PSA, you know, I think we've satisfied all the PSA requirements for quite a while.
I don't think that's
good.
Accurate either.
If you're thinking about selling a home, thinking about buying a home, either way, you know, we always talk about Christina Leavenworth as a great person to help you sell your home. But if you think about it, because she's so good at selling, she's also really good at buying because she knows what's a reasonable price, what's the market value, what will other people do in competing for that, how to write a bid that's going to really win and all that kind of stuff. And now she says, look, you can get really good deals even on new builds because of the way the market is right now. But what you might think when you hear me talking about her is, this doesn't relate to me. I'm not buying or selling a home anytime soon. Oh, okay. No, I understand. But maybe you know somebody. And the reason I say that is because, you know, people ask me, Andrew, who do you recommend? Well, Christina Leavenworth, obviously. But if you know people, like if I have a friend who's buying or selling and I know that, I'd be like, hey, be sure to call Christina because at least find out what she thinks she can do for you and, you know, put her on your list of people to talk to. Same thing. You've got friends who are thinking about buying or selling. And when you talk to them, do them a favor and give them a chance to find out, you know, what she might be able to do for them. That's it. Just give a piece of advice. 723-9158 or just look her up online. Okay. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenranke Realty. 723-9158.
When you choose your next Volkswagen from the lineup of crossovers and SUVs at Beadmore Imports, will you choose price or a competitive finance rate? Well, how about you choose both? That's right, the 2023 VW Tiguan S with driver's assist package and third row seating is now from $29,352 and with an available APR of 4.9% for 60 months. The Taos SE from $30,996 and now available with 4.9% financing for 60 months. And the biggest SUV of them all, the Atlas SE with technology from $42,632 and a finance rate of 4.9% for 72 months. So with price, financing, and selection, the only thing you need to decide is when you'll be stopping by Piedmore Imports to drive your new VW. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Price before tax, tax title, and dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit. New VCI. See dealer for details.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Someone didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Good call. There, that's worth a nickel.
Tragic.
Getting a bunch of good texts and actually following up on the conversation we had about the sort of the systemic racism or what they call environmental racism, the idea that the overpasses and the interstates are typically built in places that are occupied by poor people, often black people, and therefore there's a kind of harm to them which wouldn't come to them if they, you know, lived in a nicer area. And, you know, somebody said Pink Houses, the John Cougar Mellencamp song, is about that. I did not realize. I don't hear a lot of the lyrics. I don't know. I know the melody. I don't know the lyrics a lot of times. For these songs. That's my wife's skill. She knows the lyrics. Somebody else says, in Beulah, there's really nice houses all around the dump. But, oh, the landfill.
The landfill. Right, I know. I was like, oh, there's a dump? We can go play in it?
Yes, but I think, though, and that's true. By the way, that's true. But those houses came after, right? That was
right.
Just open land,
right.
And then the houses came after, which mm-hmm. is an interesting distinction because, you know, where they get imposed upon people, that's kind of the idea. The problem is that everything gets called racist, so people are now desensitized. When they hear it, they blow it off as just being more rhetoric. And that's why you have to actively work. You know, I don't even want to say this the right way. Every time you come across an idea, it's either going to be something you've thought about before or something that you've never thought about before. I'm not trying to play like, you know, tautology teacher here, but I'm just saying it's going to be something that you are familiar with or not. And in both cases, it can be helpful to look at it for the first time, to look at, to kind of check again, to see, are my positions on this you know, that's what's called being open-minded, right? That means you're evaluating it to see, is there something here I haven't seen before? Do I need to reconsider my beliefs or whatever? But also, what happens is even a new idea that kind of comes in and kind of appears to be in a familiar pattern, like, for example, blank, blank, blank is an example of racism or environmental racism or anything like that. And I know because everything has been alleged to be under that umbrella, the defense to that is, well, therefore nothing is in that umbrella. Well, no, some things really are. And you should pay attention to that. Don't let yourself be caught up in the, well, nothing. I should not pay attention to any of these things because it's always overblown. Yeah, well, just because the boy cries wolf a lot doesn't mean there's never a wolf. That's a challenge to constantly be fair, constantly be open to the new information or the new perspective that you might have missed or that might be coming your way. That's all. Just kind of a note in that direction. 6:56. Good Lord. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an area. This is on I-10 eastbound at mile marker 8. And I'm showing an accident westbound. Now it's backed up almost to the Car City exit. Now that said, eastbound is also backed up and it looks like it's backed up and it doesn't show an accident. It doesn't mean there's not one, but the same area, man, between Pine Forest and that exit to 9 Mile as well. So it's both areas are backing up right near mile marker 8, I-10 east and westbound. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. If you are maybe in your 50s, probably is about when this happens, maybe 40, something like that, your parents, you might notice them starting to change a little bit, you know, cognitively, right? Like maybe they don't remember stuff as well. Maybe there's gaps and, you know, maybe they forget names and things like that. Maybe they're having trouble with the things they do daily, like bathing and dressing and grooming and cooking and cleaning, what are called activities of daily living. And look, I know that human nature is to try to ignore it. Human nature is to pretend it's not happening because the consequences of thinking about if it's happening are pretty, unsettling, right? But you want to take it seriously because it might get to the point where they really need some help. And it's too much for you or, you know, your brothers and sisters to really give. And that's when you talk to John Horton. He runs a company called Assisted Living Locators. And specifically what he does is help people just like you figure out what is the level of need for, you know, your parents, typically is a very common situation, and then which is the right place if assisted living is the right idea, because that means they're getting independent living with help. That's the idea for it. But there's like 32 different local ones. Which one is right for your loved ones? Well, that's why it's hard to figure out. No charge to talk to him. Okay, it's just a service he offers. 712-0887 for John Horton at assistedlivinglocators.com. 8:57 on News Radio 92.3. All right, this has kind of been sitting in my show prep for a while, but I wanted to mention it to you. Jill Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, gave a trans woman the Woman of Courage Award during Women's History Month on International Women's Day. That in and of itself, I'm not interested in getting into that conversation about, you know, actual woman, not a woman. That's not the point. What I thought was fascinating is that this person is from Argentina, and she is Argentina's special envoy for sexual orientation and gender identity within the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Worship. Okay, so Argentina has a Ministry of Foreign Affairs, International Trade and Worship, and this person is the special envoy for sexual orientation and gender identity. That's all just backdrop. The State Department says that part of this person's last name is Rueda. The first name is, I should have it, but I don't have it in front of me. It doesn't really matter. No, Alba Rueda, okay, has actively campaigned to change the name of the National Women's Conference. Here's where it becomes entertaining. You ready? To the, and I quote, and this is not a transgressor's, this is, I'm just quoting a news story, wants to change the name of the National Women's Conference to the Plurinational Conference of Women and Lesbian, Crossdresser, Transgender, Bisexual, Intersex, and Non-Binary Persons. Yes, honestly! To include diverse, dissident, and racialized identities. I don't make it up. I don't have to. It's just out there. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for
Future News.
Future News. All right. Is Blockbuster going to come back in any shape? No. The Redbox is still there, right? You can still do the Redbox.
Yeah, I love Redbox. Redbox
is convenient,
easy.
Right?
Yeah.
Is DeSantis going to run in 2024? 100%. Yes. I would be amazed. I was trying to think, like, what level of odds would I offer you if you wanted to bet against I mean, I'd probably offer you 10 to 1, 20 to 1, because it's just free money. It's just free money, however much you want to bet. And then in this group of things that Escambia County and Santa Rosa County and also the city of Pensacola are asking for from these salary grants, one is the ECAT stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that one going to get it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think so.
I hope so.
They got too many of them that are flood water, you know, and water handling related. I think those are going to be the big priorities, especially in the low to middle income level areas.